It is actually never said that John the Baptist enjoyed his time in the wilderness. Maybe it was more something he felt like he had to do to prepare for better days. Like us, in a way. We might not enjoy the social distancing. It even feels very unnatural, and therefore we could think about bending the rules a bit. But at the same time, I think we all know the feeling of this is something we have to do for better days to come. John the Baptist's life, it wasn't a fairy tale. From prison, he even expressed doubts about the God he had dedicated his entire life to. And his life had a brutal end. But today we get to hear about his birth, and that from that day, the hand of the Lord was with him. A life with God is not a life secured from fears, hurt, and pain. But we can sense from John the Baptist how it is a life in constant conversation with God. Even out there in the lonely wilderness, he is counting on God. In a life with God, there is something for you. Something good that is out of your own control. As the locusts sing a lonely evening and a cold breeze makes John pull the camel cloth tighter, I sense how he is holding on to that. With God, there is something for you. Something good in each new day. Maybe this year we can look at John the Baptist in a new way. He could have said, enough, and walked home from the wilderness, home to friends and family. In some way similar to how we might want to say that we had enough. But still we all want to do our part in preparing for better days. He stayed in the wilderness with wild honey and locusts, clothed in camel hair. We don't know how much he enjoyed that. We don't know how hard loneliness was on him, if he often longed for family and friends. But I think he stayed out there because he knew that God's hand was with him. Yes, I think if St. John the Baptist could write about one thing for faith, hope, and so, he would write that God's hand was with him. And as our patron, and as our church's patron saint, he would also remind us that in these times, God's hand is with us. God's hand is still with us. Amen.